It's 11-10, 76, too good for the Hawks, 6-4, 40 by 36 points. The Dogs keep their season alive. Was the Dogs by 18 points at quarter time, 40 points at the half time break, 28 points at three quarter time. In the end, the Western Bulldogs 11-10-76, too good for the Hawks, 6-4-40 by 36 points. Norton kicked a couple for the winners, as did Johannesson and English. And for the defeated Hawks, Gunston kicked three, couldn't quite get that one on the board after the siren. So 36 point winners to the Western Bulldogs, who continue along. Hawks' tough season continues. Don't go anywhere, because directly after this game, in 8 minutes' time, we're going to Kazali Stadium for Sydney versus Brisbane. Here's Caleb Daniel, courtesy of Sevens.
It was good for most of the part. I think we let them back into the game a few times, probably particularly in that third quarter, just with ball use and different things like that, some decision-making and all that jazz. But the way the boys fought back in the last quarter, and it's great to be able to run over the top.
Nice way for you personally. Had a great day. The family here?
Yeah, they made the trip, which is nice. So it's always good coming back home and having some family and some friends be able to come to the game, even in these trying times. So, that's great.
And hub life, of course, you're without Hugo, the Rottweiler, at the moment.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not getting my daily cuddles, but no, it's not too bad. I think you're able to spend a lot of time with the boys, and we've got a great group of fellas that always, give you the loving that you need, so it's great.
As we said, your performance was terrific. Nice little gift at the end from Tim O'Brien too, and you finished that off well.
Yeah, it's not too often they kick it sort of towards you, so it's nice to get forward and be able to hit the scoreboard. I've missed a few this year, so just happy to kick it straight.
Beautiful, mate. Congratulations. Good luck against Freo now. Well, he could be finals bound up in... Where you go to Kazali's next week up to Cairns.
Yeah, let's hope so. So, keep up the good work.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks to Caleb and the Seven Network. Duck, Ross, what are your thoughts? 36-point winners, the Dogs.
Yeah, no, they were impressive today. The Dogs did enough. Hawthorn fought hard in the second half. Much improved. But Dogs too classy. And when they get that running game, McRae and Libba, I agree with you, Ross. I think Libba and Hunter are the two that they just seem when they're in the team there. They're just they're a different team, and they're real barometers for them. And obviously, Bontempelli's class really stood out today. How many clearances, two man? 11 clearances, yep. Bontempelli. So contested possession, 17 of those. So he did absolutely everything. Libba was solid, but no, they're.
Well, they did what
they've
been doing.
Weakness is their defence, as you said.
100%. I think Gardner, he might have had the spread, but he's got a little bit of work to do. But I think if you've got Easton Wood back in, but they dominated the clearance. They dominated contested possession. They played to their strength. But they do play a hard-running brand, that high handball, continuous motion. There's not a lot of economy and effort, like where, the Kangas let the ball do the work. They do a lot of the work. So I think that's why it's hard for them to put together a four-quarter effort. I could be wrong, but... You're right, they eased off in the third quarter, but I thought Hawthorn showed some fight. I was pleased to see the young kids, Scrimshaw, Morrison, McGuinness, DeBoo, Days there, and Cousins. They showed some life and never gave up. But I thought the real pros really helped them. Shields, in particular, I liked his game, his toughness. Gunston and Bruce with opportunity looked too good at times for them. And really, Burgoyne, there's some debate about around him, but he's nicknamed Sugar for a reason. He just gets it done. Under siege, he got it done on Wallace. So, but they had the dominant players on the ground.
And Rossi, what did you say? Shawnee's nickname?
Sugar.
I think generally they go with Silk, but if you want to go with Sugar,
well, that's all right. Just Australian rules. When we were in there, maybe in the in group, it's Sugar.
Oh, it was Sugar, was it? Was it? He's in.
That's all right. Al.
He's in group, yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a bit like Steve, isn't it? Steve Ward. What do they call him?
Tugger.
It's Stephen.
It is Stephen. You're right. Sugar, I'm going with that for next season.
I'm sure they call him Sugar.
Sugar Burgoyne. Okay.
What do you call him, Silk? I might have just made that up. Yeah, international rules, I was probably just making that up.
He kept looking at you strange when you're going, hey, you going sugar? He's like, who's he talking to? Silk. 36-point winners, Ross. You've dominated once again today. Theo's done a fine job on the boundary for Bob Jane. Chewy always does a good job. What do you got for us, big man?
Yeah, Bontempelli, that clearly number one ranked player, Howie. 28 touches, 11 clearances, as Doug said, but seven of those out of the middle, along with six tackles.
Okie dokie. We'll get to the votes very soon. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back, full terms at mcdonalds.com.au. Before we let you go, Theo, how are you, brother?
How are you?
Yes, good, mate. Anything to add? McLean?
No, just a huge privilege, boys, really. easy afternoon for the Dogs, of course. We touched on the injury to McLean. There was a nice touch then. They walked the length of the Western Grandstand to say g'day to all their fans, probably 2,000 of the 2,500, and just a lovely day as the sun sets on the Adelaide Oval, guys.
Good on you. Travel safely. Hope to have you aboard again very soon, Theo. You're a good man.
All the best.
The Dogs coming into the rooms. We might have a listen to the song. We'll get to the Macca's moments. Rossi's got the Triple M MVP award. Choice Hotels round the ground. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia for the lowest prices guaranteed. We're going straight away next, Sydney v Brisbane. But Chewy, earlier on today, the Blues.
Yeah, Blues were defeated by the Crows by 16 points, 8-8-56 to the Adelaide, 10-12-72. Their season is officially gone.
Okay. Just working on a few technical issues. Hopefully we get the song, and I think we will.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to help.
So the Western Bulldogs keep their season alive. Let's have a listen. Well done to the Doggies, 36 points to the positive against the Hawks today. As I'm loving it, moment happened in the final quarter. Here's how we caught it on Triple M Footy.
Norton's going to be, he's had severe injury. I think their best is yet to come. I think they're getting a lot of, English is going to be better. It's exciting times.
Oh, Brian! Flies and takes a big hanger on half back. He's had a good day.
Your man, Howard, turned
it
over.
He's turned it over, though. Give it to Caleb Daniel. He bangs it inside 50 and kicks the goal. No, no, no. You pump a bloke up for taking a hanger. He kicks it to the opposition, who bangs it through, Nate. That's not what we're about.
Your man, O'Brien.
At least you got in the Macca's moment there, no? Possibly change. Hey, Rossi, we got 120, mate, to get the Triple M MVP award away. So you got a minute to give us the votes, great man.
Okay, Triple M MVP.
That's it, mate.
Bontempelli just dominated the ground.
You start at one.
Start at one, Ross.
To it?
Yep. Just sort of builds suspense.
You're not Gillon McLaughlin.
Have you ever watched the Brownlow?
You know what? I'll do it my way. We're starting with three. Yeah. We're starting with Bontempelli. We're starting with the best. 11 clearances. His inside 50 kicks where he sliced and diced and set the game up. And when they paddled in the third quarter, the Bulldogs, it was the Bont intercepting, getting fists in. I thought he was fantastic.
Yes.
Meters gained. He does it all. Three votes. Liberatore, flies under the radar. But 13 ground balls. I love the ground ball war. And that's the game they play. Not only that, he spread early off O'Meara and Mitchell. I could see him on the screen getting up and down. I just love his tenacity, and he uses the ball really well. And O'Brien clinched it for me. I was thinking about Johannesson, but I really thought Caleb Daniel, his distribution, 500 metres gained, 28 touches. But Tim O'Brien squaring the ball in allowed Caleb Daniel to run in the open goal, and he clinched that last vote.
Well done, Rossi. Well done to everyone. Thanks to Leroy, to Kirky, to Wilbur. Theo on the boundary, the Chew Man and the team. Don't go anywhere, Sydney versus Brisbane next. The Dogs get it done over the Hawks by 36 points. McDonald's, stay safe. Triple M Rocks.